Computer. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining this meeting. And this is our first meeting of the leadership team for the Accessibility Standing Group or the Internet Society. And I'm certainly excited to be part of this this group to make a difference on accessibility on digital technologies. So, and I'm very keen to start working with you. There's lots to do. We will probably have an hour and a half for this meeting. So can everyone continue until for an hour and a half? If I don't hear no from anyone, I'm presuming you can. All right.
Sorry, Ganella.
Yes.
It's actually 11 p.m. in Fiji.
Yes, yes. And look, it's 10, it's 10 p.m. in Australia where I am. So, look, I do understand. And what we will be doing is alternating our meeting times so that for you and I, we are on one extreme of a time zone compared to the East Coast of the US. We will share the pain. So, So next time we'll have a morning meeting for Fiji and Australia, and then we'll talk about Bhaskar is in the middle, which is challenging, but we'll talk about that at the end of the meeting. So look, I do understand the hour.
Pardon me, it's just that I actually have to be on the road by 6:30 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got some difficult shifts at the moment, but I'll try my best to keep up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so.
I appreciate that very much. All right. And I just wanted to ask, everyone's had a look at the draft agenda. Are there any other items you wish to add to the agenda? No? Okay.
I think we need to identify some communication, accessible communication channel, such as how you will communicate with each other in a more effective manner and accessible manner.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And we will deal with that under the SG processes, under that number 4 agenda item. So that's good. Absolutely. I will probably add an agenda item on the ISOC content strategy, just to ensure we're all up to speed with what's happening there. So
that's on your ISOC strategy, can we also make sure you put in is on the registration forms, they need to add, make sure that there's a line added on all when on all registration forms for Zoom or other, asking people about their accessibility needs.
Yeah. Okay. We'll put that. I've noted it, and we'll cover that under that agenda item on ISOC content strategy. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. All right. Okay. Let's get going then. The second item on the agenda is the introduction of each team member. And I did ask people if they wish to write something before the meeting. And thank you very much, Sakari, for what you've written. That was really informative, and there were some great ideas there. So that's something to grab hold of and to discuss probably in the next meeting in more detail. I think if each of us could just for 3 minutes or so or less, just introduce themselves, and that would be just just a couple of sentences about your background, but most importantly is the skills you bring to this leadership team and any ideas you have that we can discuss as we start working on our action plan. Who would like to start? Okay. Well, look, I'll start, and I think you might have read I've been working in this accessibility and disability field and policy programs and research for the last nearly 30 years, which makes me rather old now. My skills, I suppose, are that I've got connections within a range of internet communities, and I have that experience to hopefully lead this group to achieve good things in the future. And some of the ideas are basically raising awareness about accessibility across ISOC, various communities, increasing training opportunities in internet governance and digital literacy, and building leadership with persons with disability, and also liaising with the existing groups of A11Y SIG and also DCAD, the Dynamic Coalition on Accessibility and Disability. So I'll just leave it there for now. And I will go across the people I see on the video list here, and Swaran is the next person I see. So Swaran, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
So my name is Swaran, and a very warm welcome to everybody to the future, because Fiji's a wee an hour ahead, I guess. So I have been working for Fiji National University, which is a dual sector university in Fiji. And we're actually the largest regional university in the region, the Pacific region. My experience with disabilities in particular, in 2015, so I'm a technologist by profession, and I teach both Australian TAFE programs as well as industry-related consultancies and research. So my experience with disabilities came in 2015. And we do have a constitutional right for inclusive education, but that being said, and for that to happen, there was a huge gap that I realized existed in the community. So in 2015, we started off an initiative where I had about 30 students with different forms of disabilities. And as much as I wanted to help, I realized there's lots of gaps. And I realized we need to have proper catalysts. And that's when I started working in this area. So eventually, I mean, after I completed my master's, which is in medical informatics by thesis, I decided to take up inclusion as my topic for my PhD, because I realized until and unless it's on paper, nobody takes you seriously. You cannot make recommendations to government, or you cannot make frameworks for adaptability. So I realized it's just best to take this academically, especially because I do not have a living experience of disability. I really needed to spend a lot of time in spaces where I could learn. And that's how I got into ISOC and APRIGF, as well as specific IGF. And so that's just a bit about me. In terms of my research, I have three main chapters so far. The first one is on hearing impairments, deaf and hearing impairments. Sorry, I might fumble a bit because I've actually had a 13-hour shift. So with my first chapter, we were just trying to gauge what is the level of inclusion for persons with hearing impairments. And so we basically did a survey of 50 participants. And from there, we took 20 participants and we gave them a low-tech tool to use. And we realized that if we present sign language through a low-tech device, we see that there's greater greater acceptance for it. So that gave us a bit of motivation to go further. And then the second topic was inclusive agriculture, which was by introducing agriculture 4.0 and giving it a more inclusive angle. Because in Fiji, we have one amputation happening every 8 hours. And that adds to the 13.7% of our population who have disabilities. And that added to the Pacific Islands becomes 1.2 million or perhaps more. Because we're just counting what's on the last census report. And then there's obviously a projection as well. So from there onwards, what I eventually wanted to do, because I've had some students who had cerebral palsy and I realized there's so much potential in them, but they're being limited because our environment is not inclusive. So I started working on cerebral palsy, but I haven't quite gotten there yet. Basically, what I aim to do is to create technology in inclusive technology in a way that we should not make it look like we are doing a favor on anyone. It should look as inclusive as possible. So that's basically the angle that I've tried to utilize in my research, that inclusion should not look like it's a favor on anybody. It is a fundamental human right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what ideas, do you have any particular ideas you wish to bring to the group at this early stage? If you don't, that's fine, Swaran.
Well, for starters, what I would like is, see, because we represent the Pacific Islands, at a very preliminary level, I feel that, I mean, what the WHO has in terms of classification, it's not probably the best tool for an average family who may have a disabled child. What we really need is a very quick access tool to be able to see, okay, my child has certain symptoms or certain difficulties, certain challenges, and just through going through a website, we should be able to, at least at a very basic level, try to understand as a parent, as a teacher, what issues our child face. And because we do not have sufficient medical assistance here, we do not have enough psychologists and psychiatrists either, and people working in the disability area as well. So there's a range of disability that needs to be supported. What I'm really trying to do is find out what is the least supported impairment or disability, so to speak. Please feel free to correct my terms. I'm still quite new to this. Yeah. So I am trying to find out what the least supported disability would be and create some sort of an assistance for that. For example, an inclusive chair that has a very sustainable approach. Because in the Pacific Islands, we really cannot demand, for example, even though Professor Stephen Hawking was my mentor. Well, I believe so. So I completely admired him, but I do realize we are quite far from that technology at the moment. But I would like to attempt something of that sort.
Okay. Yeah, I think your point there is that in some countries, like the Pacific Island countries and in the Global South, those very expensive tools are not appropriate, and it's a matter of having appropriate tools and considering that in some of our work. So thank you very much, Swaran, for that. Okay. Now, I realize that Chindi isn't with us because of timetabling issues. So we probably should have someone taking minutes. Is there someone who would like...
Gunilla, he could use the auto and okay. He could listen to it and then take notes from that.
I realize that sometimes that's
I think that's okay, as long as you mark very when you say okay, make a note of this when you want something, you know, so that there within the otter you can, you know, if you say action item, then exactly. Someone can search the transcript for action item and they'll find it. Do you know what I mean? Without having to, you know, so rather than having to interpret, you know, a whole bunch of text, if one can be clear within the meeting when you're saying, okay, summary of what was just said.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
So
the words summary maybe and action item are the ones that are the key ones that we should use when we want something to go in the minutes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
We should say we want something.
That's a great idea. And also,
you know, I do have the wiki open. I could do something, but
right.
I feel that we should have a procedure and the secretary right. should do the job.
And we should say, like you said, action items or notes. And when he's here, the otter lets you, if you sign into the account, I have to look up what the password is. You created, I think Dolly created it, the email and everything. You could actually go into the notes and add a note or comment overlay on here so that you could easily find it.
That's delving too deep, but basically,
okay,
sorry. You know, if we have a phrase like for the minutes then, or action item so that when it's easy to go through it and find out what it is.
Okay, I think that's a great idea, Jolly. And I think between you and I, we will remind anyone or each other if there is something that should be an action item or a summary. So thank you for that. Well, Jolly, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Oh, well... My background is in punk rock, and which some of you may have heard of, and so this was a thing that came of a technology partly that was similar to the internet in the 70s, which was that just printing got very cheap, and you could also duplicate cassettes, and so it was the birth of peer to peer even before the internet, and I was the printer in punk rock, and I made millions and millions of badges that punk rockers wore. I also printed fanzines, which people passed around. So it was all about peer-to-peer. And so I realized very quickly that at the same time as personal computers, that if we could do this online, then we wouldn't have to, you know, cut down so many trees and all this kind of thing. And so I actually moved to California, where it was all happening. And there I found that the people who were into it were a bunch of hippies. They weren't into punk rock up in what became Silicon Valley. And I didn't get on with them. And so I had to wait around maybe 13 years until the World Wide Web became available. And then I started doing websites for bands. And then I started doing videos for bands. And then the dot boom thing crash happened, and then I just kept doing videos, and eventually I got into sort of live streaming, and I joined the Internet Society in 95, and the New York chapter, and I became basically the administrator of the New York chapter in the early 2000s, and began. Move and so I eventually moved over from shooting music after YouTube started. Then everybody was there with their phone cam, so I stopped shooting music and started shooting more tech because no one else was shooting that stuff. And so that led me eventually to live stream Accessibility Camp NYC, and that was my real introduction to accessibility. And I forget what year that was. It was probably about 2014 or something, or 13 or something. It was about 7 years ago. And then from that, I started live streaming all the Accessibility New York meetups, their monthly meetups. And at the same time, I'd been aware of there was a disability chapter within ISOC, and there was a very impressive woman, Cynthia Waddell, who started it, who was a pioneer in web accessibility in the 90s, and so I kind of and she unfortunately died, so eventually this led me to, and then, you know, I found other people that were sympathetic on the topic, i.e. Judith, and also Glenn McKnight, who seems to have dropped off now, but was also involved. So we decided to try and revive the disability chapter, and in fact form it into a special interest group. And so that was really where the special interest group came from. And I started having monthly calls, and that's kind of where we ended up now. I'm still live streaming the Accessibility NYC, and also for the last year and a half or two, one of the guys from there moved to Tokyo and started running an accessibility virtual reality group, which is quite an interesting topic, which is, you know, that virtual reality gives possibilities to people that don't have mobility or otherwise, you know, disabled, to actually interact in a different fashion, you know, and transcend their disability. So, and, you know, and there's lots of interesting, even to virtual white canes for people who are blind to go around in virtual spaces and this kind of thing, but it's still, there's a lot of development there. The one thing I'd mention that just came from my streaming is that last week I streamed this WSIS event, and in there, the guy from Brazil, Flavio, promoted his campaign, which is to add an 18th SDG, Accessibility for All. And I wonder if that's a campaign that we should get behind as a group.
Okay, well, I think that should be noted for the secretary. Thank you. All right. And I just wanted to add that Yoli is an admin extraordinaire. That just goes without saying. Thank you, Yoli. Okay, Vashka.
You want me to go on? Oh, okay.
Yep. Vashka, could you introduce yourself?
Okay. So hello all. In my place, it is around 5:30, maybe 5:20, like that, PM. My name is Bhaskar Bhattacharji. I'm a person with visual disability. I'm fully blind. I don't have the light perception also. Since birth, I have born blind. So my total journey was full of a struggle. Even though I have started my study since in a mainstream school, and it was impossible for me to get education there, and I have thrown in a special school. There was no books and technology or blah blah blah. And after that, I have just completed my secondary certification exam, not as a regular student. I just given exam as a private. It's called private. That means you do not need to go to the school. So that was a struggle, and it was a struggle when I was trying to enter in the university. Then went to a training in Japan, and my life was changed. I just first time I have learned about the technology. Last 20 years I am serving for my country for making inclusive barrier-free digital Bangladesh. And I was working with the Prime Minister Office of Bangladesh as a consultant accessibility. Currently, I am working with the Cabinet Division and ICT consultant for coordination of disabilities, such as Young Power in Social Action, IPSHA. I'm representing G3 ICT. I'm country representative of G3 ICT, which is an international organization working to promote the inclusive ICT in international level. I'm also the vice president of the GATES, Global Alliance of Accessible Technology. And I was one of the Internet Society Internet Governance Fellow in 2017. I was awarded by UNESCO Henry Vaskardi, and also Prime Minister of Bangladesh. And I was innovated multimedia talking book, accessible dictionary, And I'm currently working to promote the inclusive university in University of Chittagong. And now I am working to launch a disability innovation lab, which will be launched in December 2022. And my dream
Excuse
is
me. Yeah. Jolly, can you let Zakari in? He's been in the waiting room. Sorry.
Okay. Zakari Yabba has joined the meeting alert.
Okay, I think he have joined.
Yeah, please go ahead.
My dream is to work for more inclusive internet. Now, as a person with disabilities, every day I am facing difficulties for accessing internet. Because of the inaccessibility. If Internet Society Accessibility Standing Group, we need to identify some of our specific target, not only for Internet Society base or Internet Governance Forum, etc. We need to think about the country level accessibility also. I want to invest my time for digital accessibility, accessible reading materials, web accessibility, and e-service accessibility, and policy-level intervention. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Vashgar. And for the Secretary, please make a note of those particular suggestions from Vashgar. Thank you. Judith, you are next in line.
Hi. This is Judith Hellestein. Sorry I'm not on camera. Still in my PJs. Having just gotten up because I'm a night owl. I work late because lately I've been working a lot with Pacific countries. And so I am working late on those issues. So I guess I first got into accessibility probably sometime in 2013. When I think I heard a talk by Andrea Sachs at some of the US State Department events that I've gone to, and she talked about accessibility issues and the captioning and others. And I had known about I had known about, as Jolly mentioned, we were working in the early 2000s with the old accessibility work group, which was a chapter that she had started with. It was to a global chapter, but based in North America. And I was on there, but it wasn't really, at that time, it wasn't really active because the Cynthia had passed away, and the other leaders were just too busy with work to get anything on that chapter. So it was trying to defunct, and it took a lot of efforts by Jolly and myself to get it to be active. First, what we couldn't create our own chapter until we got the blessings of the other group to kill their version, or to pass on mantle to us, which was difficult because no one was really active then. But we got it done, and we started, and then we had to start up our own SIG. And then we finally got it going and doing well when we had the issues with ISOC that led to the forming of this group. So I've been working on accessibility for a while, trying to make other platforms more accessible, trying to make sure that there's human captioning, trying to always advocate on accessibility issues throughout. And, you know, working as we've been trying with ISOC for so many years, as Ganella can testify to try to get it more accessible. We've had a lot more success in ICANN in getting things accessible. And we work to get
other platforms accessible and other areas, and they seem to be more willing to do it. But again, it's also a while they are willing, it's also another process. They are none of these people are willing to have a person on staff, and you can push, but they don't. People are just do not produce accessible documents. And then you're always going after the fact of trying to make them more accessible. So I guess that's my little pitch.
Thank you.
But I still work on accessibility on many, in the US part on different, trying to get resolutions more accessible and other areas as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Judith. Your voice is heard in very many places. So, yeah, that's great. Now, Zachary, would you like to introduce yourself? I know you've written some really good background, but just briefly, please go ahead.
Thank you, Gunella, for giving me the opportunity to introduce myself. To be very brief, I am a digital transformation program manager with a long experience in different industries. I am also a former web designer. I became a member of ISOC at 2019. And I joined the Accessibility Special Interest Group in 2020. After a personal experience with a temporary disability, I decided to do my best to contribute to build an accessible web for all. As you know, the need for digital accessibility for persons with disabilities is greatest in developing countries where many basic rights are not respected. People with disabilities are completely left behind when it comes to digital services. So I believe that web accessibility is a matter of social justice, the same way all the children on the earth have a right to education, and we all have the right to information and healthcare. The same way people must have the right an equal right to digital services. And knowing that everyone will experience a kind of disability in his lifetime, it becomes a matter of general interest. It is in the best interest for the whole society to make the web accessible for persons with disability. So I'm here to bring my contribution to achieve this goal. And thank you very much. I sent you some points that can be discussed. Maybe we can go deeply in this point the next time, or on the chatting platform. I have other suggestions too that I can add to this point in the objective of building our action plan.
Great, that's perfect. Thank you very much, Zachary.
I have a question, Zachary. Where are you located?
I am actually located in Morocco, but I'm a Niger national.
Yeah. Where in Morocco?
In Casablanca.
Oh, beautiful.
Very nice.
Thank you.
This group we have is just a wonderful geographical spread. So we have Judith in Washington, D.C., Jolie in New York City, then I'm trying to go east in the right way. I think then it's you, Zachary, in Casablanca, And we do have Shamsuddin Lawal, but he hasn't joined us from Nigeria, and we'll see if he participates. And then
we missed Cindy from Haiti.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Yes, I missed Cindy from Haiti. So yes, so that's in the Caribbean. Then we move over to Africa. And then we move over to Bangladesh with Vashgar. And which city are you in, Vashgar? Can you hear me, Vashgar?
Yes.
Which city are you in?
I am from Chittagong.
Chittagong.
It's southern part of Bangladesh.
Good. Okay, so and then we have me, and I live in a very small place called Lennox Head in the state of New South Wales, where Sydney is in Australia. And then finally, we have Swaran in Suva, I think, in Fiji. Yes. So
yeah, well, between Suva and Nandi, in a way. We have two campuses, and Suva and Nandi is about 3 hours away.
Yeah, okay.
So you're 3 days, yeah, I'm in Suva, and then 2 days I'm in Nandi. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, goodness.
I live out of a suitcase.
You've been on that coastal road. I've been on that coastal road. I know. It's, yeah, back and forth, right? Good. Okay. Look, it's going to be really good working with you all. And so the next item on the agenda is about the standing group processes. So we're going into the practical things here, and looking at how we're going to work together, what tools we're going to use. And as you know, I think all of us were at the meeting with Carl, which was great, even though it was very much talking about very practical things to do with what are we going to use, how we're going to use it. And as you know, Joel has already set up the WhatsApp group, the wiki, and the Zoom. And we are expecting that ISOC will get their licenses organized so that they will organize a Zoom. And then the listserv for leaders. And we just have to work out what other tools. So I just wanted to ask, are there any other tools, because Vashgar raised this, are there any other tools which in particular Vashgar would like to use that meet accessibility requirements?
Gunala, the issues is like, you know, when you're using WhatsApp, WhatsApp is sometimes difficult for me to read the message. And when I use the desktop version, which is completely inaccessible. Firstly, I would like to recommend, is it possible from our accessibility standing group, we can communicate with the authority of WhatsApp if they can make their platform accessible? This is one. Secondly, email-based communication is mostly helpful, as it is, if anything is very urgent or important, please send the email, which is better for me. And other things are okay. Zoom is perfectly all right for meeting. So it's okay. Thank you.
Do you have a preferred chat application that isn't WhatsApp?
Hello. I think Messenger is perfect.
That's Facebook Messenger, yeah.
Yes, that is accessible. Another, what else? Skype is okay.
What was it? Which one?
Skype.
Skype?
Yeah.
But Skype is not, doesn't thread it. It's very difficult to find any messages in Skype.
We have some it's called scripting. For our software, we have developed some scripting. Read the Skype message. So Messenger is mostly convenient. I think we don't need any script or anything. For Skype, we need some scripting for the screen reading software. WhatsApp communication is okay, but whenever you send any link or need to fill up anything.
For those of us that are here, then does anybody object to Facebook Messenger?
Well, I don't use Facebook at all.
Me too. I don't use Facebook.
Well, no, I don't want to. I don't want to ship to you from WhatsApp. You must. You can. We can use the WhatsApp. It's okay. But for anything which I need to fill up by using browser, like any form or any types of things, so that in that case you can send it to my email.
Yeah.
You got the point? Communication is okay. I can read the message. I can send the message. It's all right. But whenever there is something I need to go to the browser for fill up or see the information, better to send it by email if you think it is very important.
Okay, noted.
So we can continue our communication through WhatsApp.
Okay. I'll just say that, you know, in the conversation with Kyle, he was suggesting that, you know, that Connect should be the main avenue for sort of documentation and for to use. And so you know, as for email, it works fairly well. That, you know, as long as you've got your email switched on and Connect, you can just reply to an email, it spreads okay. And so it's okay as a forum to do email back and forward. But for documentation, now I just this week had to do the documentation for the threats to the internet event that happened last week. They wanted me to post it. You know, it's not public, it's just inside chapter leaders. So I posted it on Connect, you know, with video. And what I found was that when I tried to upload subtitles for the video, it wouldn't even accept the subtitle files. It's not, it won't take SRT or VTT files, and let alone demonstrate them, you know, overlay them on the video or whatever. So, you know, I know that they're not, if I say to them about it, they'll just say, well, we're going to move to a new platform or something. But so it's seriously for rich media documentation, it is just totally insufficient is what I found. Yes. And I already, you know, mentioned this. So it was surprising to me because I just hadn't actually posted any rich media. You know, what you have is within the group, you have, you know, you don't just have a discussion. You also have a blog and you also have a library. So I was using the library. You know, what you can do is you can embed YouTube on there. So, you know, so the only problem with this thing was they didn't want it to be public. So, you know, so I could have embedded to YouTube's rather than posted the files, but I wanted to make the files downloadable. But, you know, my solution was to zip the caption files, so you could download the video and download the zip of the caption files, unzip it, and then you would still be able to watch it offline with captions. But yeah, there's definitely work to do there. The other thing is that, you know, Janella mentioned the wiki. So the wiki is not the standing group. It is the accessibility SIG, but we're happy to make it available to the standing group for any purpose. And I would think that I would, if they have, you know, make sure that Swaran and Zachary have accounts on the wiki so that they can use it as a workspace to do, you know, I think is the best idea. And it's, and we know that the wiki is accessible and can work in that fashion. So this is something we can follow up after the call on setting up, you know, pages for planning and stuff on the wiki.
Okay, thank you. Judith, you got your hand up?
Yes, I had thoughts on that I don't think Jolly maybe were not signed in to the Connect form correctly in the chapters group community, because I did not get that information from the Connect. I did get it when ISOC sent it out through on chapter delegates.
Well, that's the way it works. Unless someone sends an email saying this information is there, you're not going to know when something's added to the library.
And but I'm not sure if when we were taking off the, I don't know if Kyle put us on Connect. He put us on chapter delegates manually, but then he has to manually put us on the chapter, because I'm not on Connect. I didn't get, you have to sign into the Connect group to get that. I didn't get any notification.
Well, could you, Judith, you got that link in through chapter leaders today. Did you try clicking it? Could you see the transcript?
I did not.
Did you try?
I'll do it today.
Well, try and then let me know if you can see it. And I can also look. I noticed that I can actually look on those things and see who is a member and who isn't. Anybody who is a member of those lists can see who else is a member and who isn't.
On Connect, on the community. I'm not talking about Connect. I'm talking about chapter delegates.
Chapter delegates. So did you get that message from Christine today?
Yes, yesterday.
Well, you must be on chapter delegates then.
Right, well, on chapter delegates, because Kyle manually added us all in.
Yes, he did.
But to get on the chapter community, we have to manually add it in. And I'm not sure that was done, but anyway.
Yeah, I can check that. So right. you can put that as an action item, Jolly, to check if we're on the Connect group.
Poor secretary, action item. Jolly is going to check about Connect for chapter delegates. Thank you.
Also, chapter leaders.
Yeah, I am not. I don't like Connect. It's very difficult to write to. I find it difficult to use, and it's extremely difficult to attach things. You have to log on to the chapter delegate and to Connect to actually attach things. You can't attach things through email. It's very a difficult procedure. It's not intuitive. It's just not good. I am one of the crowd who dislikes Connect. As is many of the ISOC people, leaders. My question also is, Dolly, I know, well, we're not going to be, according to what Kyle said, we are not going to be, ISOC is going to be registering all people for Zoom things, so we're not going to be needing the accessible forms that we use an accessibility SIG for registering.
Excuse me a second, Judith. I've just got to, there's another ISOC event starting that I've got to record, so I'm just going to step away just for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. All right, fine. I had another question for Jolly, which I'll just hold for now. But just to summarize for the secretary, that according, Vashka has told us that WhatsApp is not good for links for him. It can be used for general messages, so we need to be aware of that. For posting important information, including links, email is preferred. So we need to do that. I should also say with the wiki I mentioned, we probably didn't make it clear to Swaran, Zakari and Vashka that the ISOC accessibility SIG is a sort of predecessor of the standing group, but it is now still operational, but working under the New York chapter. And the New York chapter is generally supporting the accessibility SIG through a fiscal sponsorship. So there is some funding that potentially could support the standing group if that happened. And because Jolie is involved with the New York chapter, with the accessibility SIG
and me,
standing group, and you, yes, of course, and me as well. I'm still the vice president of the SIG. So there is quite an interconnect there. And so with the wiki that Jolie mentioned, that's set up for the SIG, and the standing group can use it. And Bhaskar, I just wanted to check with you if you are comfortable using the wiki, if we need to work on any particular activity or whatever.
I need to check it, how it is working. I think I didn't use it before.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. And also, Gunala, Judith, there is, we also need to make sure that some parts of Zoom are non-accessible. So while we are tested as well, everyone could use the polls and the surveys that you do in a Zoom meeting. Those are accessible. We have to manually, if we ever do that, we have to announce the results because the result page is not accessible.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That's what we tested out with Sabia.
Okay. That's good to know too. So that's a note for the secretary as well.
Yes. And also a note is we also welcome on the accessibility SIG, we also welcome everyone to join that. It is a global group. It is not just for North America or ISAC New York. It's a global group. We just happen to be housed as a project of ISAC New York, but it's a total global group.
That's correct. And Zachary initially joined the accessibility SIG, and then those members moved across, if they wished, of course, to the standing group. So yes, so that's definitely global as well. Okay, Jolie, you're back. I would just say
on that topic was that it used to be that if you joined one, you were automatically had to be joined the other. So that probably is no longer the case, especially as, you know, ISOC is not going to share with us, and we can write and we can invite people via Connect to join the accessibility SIG, but at the moment the memberships are no longer aligned synchronously as they were.
Yes, unfortunately. And I mean, you had collected a lot of very useful information about the SIG membership, which we won't have future access to under the standing group, as I understand.
Well, you know, yeah, we can still ask people to fill out the form. We can still have them register. You know, that's a good reason. There is a good reason for people to register, because then we do get information that our registration form is quite granular, you know, about, you know, what experience people have with accessibility and their involvement, you know, whether they have disabilities and their involvement in the past.
Exactly. And that is really useful as we start our activities and projects, to see if there are particular members in particular regions or whatever who can help us, support us, whatever, in the work going forward. So, yeah. Okay. I wanted to ask you, Jolie, about the that listserv, if that's what it is, for the standing group leaders, because I noticed there was a message from another ISOC staff member coming in, and I was a little bit surprised to see that.
I requested that there be a list that could be anybody could email. That was one of the things, was that I was actually asking for an alias rather than a list, you know, that so that if we could say, okay, if you want to contact us, here is an email where you can contact all of us. So if anybody wants to message the leadership of the group, you know, so rather than it being a discussion group amongst ourselves, that it be an email that one can use one single email to address the entire leadership of the group. So it should be that anybody, and I believe that the person that emailed was an IT person that had been tasked with setting up the group, who just wanted to see if it was working. And that, you know, I didn't set that up. That is an ISOC thing that Kyle tried to set it up using his own Microsoft stuff and it didn't work. So he then had to go to IT, I think. And that was the IT person who set it up. I might be wrong, but that's what I surmised.
Yes, that that person's name is David Crouchy, and he is the Senior Director for European Government and Regulatory Affairs. So he's not necessarily an IT.
Oh, I see, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. I just webcast him last week on the... he was on the internet threats call, so I'm now familiar with him.
Right. And so he emailed the leadership team some very useful information.
Yeah, I see it now.
That's great. But so it wasn't a test from the IT people, but I just think we need to be aware of what that... Who can post to it and how it's to be used. So that's my main...
As far as I know, anybody can post to it.
Right. And I think the question then is that what we wish to have?
All right. You can ask that, but it's what I asked for.
Yeah. And is that enough for us? Do we need another... one just for our leadership team as we're working through, say, the action plan? How are we best to communicate when we are developing the action plan? So I'm just thinking, do we do that just with an alias or
what? Well, I think that this works for both, you know. I don't see that there's a problem there, that if we want to talk to us, you know, I don't know which, you know, if we prefer to talk on the WhatsApp or on this, it doesn't make a lot of difference, you know, because we're all on each of them. Bashkar has said that he finds email easier to deal with, but it's only, I think he's all right with WhatsApp for conversation, but he finds if he has to hit links to web pages, he prefers email.
Yes.
I'm suggesting that we basically use the wiki for building doc, and we can also use obviously Google Documents. There's no reason not to, if that's what, you know. And it's down to Swaran and Zachary is to really to decide how they want to work. You know, there's no need for us to impose on them a way of working. They can work with whatever works for them as far as, you know, that kind of thing goes.
Okay. So, Kari, you've got your hand up.
Unmute.
Could you unmute yourself, please?
Sorry, I have just a question for Julie. Does the wiki support chats and tables? And can we have, is it possible to have a restricted section in the wiki for just the leadership group, the leadership team.
I believe we'd probably be better off going with Google Docs for that, just because it's a lot easier. It's less, you know. So if you guys want to use Google Docs, feel free.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And Vashka, are you comfortable with using Google Docs?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I think so. It is okay. And also the WhatsApp-based communication is all right for me, except if I need to fill up any form or read any materials in online, like in by clicking the link, then you can send me email. In my mobile, as desktop version of the WhatsApp is not accessible, so I need to use my Android phone for reading the links and fill up the things. So it's a little bit difficult for me.
Yeah.
So Google Docs is okay.
So what I'll say is, well, you know, you might want to restrict it so that we talk amongst ourselves. The sort of thought behind the wiki is really transparency, to document transparently, you know, our processes as we go along, you know, not keep it between ourselves. So, you know, so it's just a question of if something is good enough is. If we don't want to show it to people, we should consciously say, okay, this isn't public. But if it isn't, if there's no good reason, like even this call today, the recording will be available on the wiki under the normal course of things, as would anything, you know, because we, you know, have nothing to hide. At the same time, we should be aware of the fact that we shouldn't say bad things about people because we are a public.
We don't want to do it. No.
Except for people who don't have accessible websites, etc., in which case we can say nasty things as much as we like.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. So we need to then make a decision as to that. And again, for the secretary, the action items, I think we've covered off using WhatsApp for general conversation discussion, and but with links to use email, and then we have the that particular listserv for leaders, which is open, and we have access to the wiki, but we probably will concentrate as we develop the action plan to use Google Docs, and we are awaiting licenses for Zoom from Kyle, and we need to be aware that there would be, if there are any polls taken as part of a Zoom call, that the results of a poll are spoken out. So,
Gunella? As an action note also is that for your communication team, that poll notice also needs to be there. That ISOC, if they do polls on anything, needs to read out the results.
Sure. Yeah. That's fine. But for now,
I would put it, Gunella, is that Google Docs for working and the wiki for publishing. Okay.
Yep, sounds good. Okay, so secretary, that's for noting. Okay, I think we've covered off. Vashgar, are you comfortable with how we're going to proceed with that?
Inbox bad press release posted to inbox mails and but Google survey drop limit with inbox Zoom meeting.
Perfectly all right.
Yeah, okay. Good. All right, let's move on. We have just on 15 minutes left, and I wasn't expecting us to really be able to talk about statement of aims or action plans. It's just a matter of being aware that they are the key issues that we will be talking about at the next meeting. So we just need to cover off item 5 on the Internet Governance Training Project and very briefly talk about the ISOC content strategy which should be quite brief because the notes are in the wiki. So one of the areas that I've been very keen to work on is to train and mentor and support people with disability as emerging leaders in internet governance. And one of the groups I've been speaking to is the Asia Pacific School of Internet Governance. And they are very interested in doing something at the last APSIG meeting, a biannual meeting. There was a person called Manik Gunaratne from Sri Lanka who gave a very good presentation, and I also presented at that. So that was a stimulus for continuing on to do internet governance training for persons with disability. And APSIG have a small amount of funds to run, well, they need the final approval for the concept to run a small training workshop. It has to be done before June, and it will involve probably 10 to 15 people. Probably a large number of them will be from South Asia. This is a pilot project, and just to get the ball rolling, there's opportunities, if funding is available, to do a lot more after June. And what APSIG has asked me is if it's possible to get approval from the leadership team to be a potential partner, basically, in this training. And it doesn't require any financial support, even though they would be very keen on that. It's basically in principle support, so that then when they go to their funder, they can say, well, the ISOC Accessibility Standing Group is a partner or supporting this particular pilot project. So, Judith, you've got your hand up.
Yes, thanks for that. That's a great project. And I'm also wondering, maybe we want to also talk to Glenn McKnight and Alfredo Calderon about putting this in the virtual internet governance classes they teach. They are always looking for content. And so he's always looking for ideas of what classes to teach or what other stuff to put in their virtual cohorts. And so maybe something training on internet governance or on accessibility, like teaching about accessible documents or other accessibility, we could try to get a component in that section as well.
Glenn McKnight
and Alfredo run a school of internet, virtual school of internet governance.
Oh, where
They've been doing lots and lots of training on internet governance to everyone.
Right. Yes.
So if we're training about internet governance, we can train in that area and try to get a module made. And Jolly has a actual hand up as opposed to a virtual hand up.
Go for it, Jolly.
I would say that, you know, the virtual SIG is just one amongst many SIGs. Schools of Internet Governance. What I noticed that there is a meeting of the Dynamic Coalition on Schools of Internet Governance coming up in just about an hour and a half from now. I wondered if any of us were thinking of attending that to speak up for accessibility, Judith.
I wasn't planning on attending. I have another session to go to.
Okay.
The Dynamic Coalition is our meeting.
Anyway, and I'm now on their mailing list.
And Jerry, you put some comments in. I just want to make sure those get mentioned in that meeting. Because, you know, that group, as I wrote back to Jerry, has no real funding. And so we can't ask them to go have separate meetings with different groups because they have no funding. They're all volunteers, unlike other ones that have a paid staff. So
the Dynamic Coalition.
Right. This is the only chance. So that's why I can't go to the other thing because it's happening probably at the same time.
Okay. And then my question is about the APSIG training. So are they expecting us to actually supply expertise and trainers, or it's just moral support?
It's more or less moral support, and I will.
The one thing that we you know, which I'm happy to offer, is that if such a thing were to happen, we'd be very happy to record it and live stream it so that it could be a resource for other groups.
Yeah. Thank you. No, that sounds good. And I've been making a few suggestions. It's still the concepts are being developed. Like, it could be a train the trainer workshop, like 3 days in one particular place. It could be more where you have some webinars to start with, and I've suggested using some of the Accessibility SIG webinars and the Accessibility Toolkit, and then having a few online discussions about that before the 3-day meeting, and the 3-day meeting would possibly look at case studies where the participants could discuss particular issues in their country and use information material.
Would the topic specifically be accessibility in internet governance, or would it be more generally accessibility in?
Well, it would be with internet governance as a basis, but it would be talking about accessibility in IT and then saying, okay, the ecosystem comprises ICANN, ISOC, IGF, etc. And there's these things going on here and here, and it's going to be very hard to do this in a very condensed form in a very brief time with very a short lead up.
And it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with.
Yeah. And this is a constraints that APSIG is working on, and I'm fairly involved with it. Whereas it's up to the APSIG Executive Committee, and I'm providing information and ideas to them. So I needed to state that as well. And Swaran, you had a question, is this the same as the ISOC IG training? And I said no, because that is quite separate, and it doesn't necessarily involve any accessibility component or any focus on disability at this stage. But that is something that we as the standing group can encourage into the future. So there's very many balls up in the air. I've been talking to the Diplo Foundation as well about possible training in internet governance for persons with disability. All these balls are up in the air at the moment, and it's a matter of how they land and where they land. So this is really, I suppose, the first step is if we as the leadership team are prepared to, as Jolie says, offer moral support to APSIG to help them with cementing this funding.
So can we have a vote? I vote aye.
And I vote aye. How about the others?
Yes.
Thank you. Zakari and Swaran, thank you very much. And Bashkar?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Let it be noted as unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Secretary, that's voted unanimous. Thank you very much. And I'll pass that on to APC leadership. And Bashkar Satish Babu is the chair of the APC Executive Committee, for your information. Okay. So, very briefly, just about the ISOC content strategy. It's posted in the wiki. I sent something around to us all about that, also to Community Connect. So I just wanted to flag that this is happening. There's a lot that the internal working group in ISOC will have to understand about accessibility. It's one thing talking about it in principle, another thing actually walking the talk, so to speak. And one of the things is, in a second, Jolly. One of the things is that Andre Kopelin, the head of systems and support, have suggested to Bashkar and I to use Slack to collaborate, and I made the point, well, you know, are you sure it's accessible? And so then Andre said, well, you know, Bashkar can join and then and give his feedback about accessibility. So it's that old mindset that, you know, you have a blind person and the blind person can say, oh, yes, it's accessible or not. It's so much more involved than that. Also bearing in mind that it's a matter for both Bashkar and I and any others who wish to join this work from the leadership team to learn Slack. So that's where we're up to. And Judith, I've noted that you previously talked about registration forms for any ISOC events asking for accessibility needs. So that's something we certainly will raise. Judith, you have some.
Yes.
Other... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my other point I had was that I think also we need to raise in there about accessible documents. My big beef is people do not put alt text for describing of the images. They copy tables and paste it into the document, and those come out as images. PowerPoint has to be described. Everything. And we could get, Greg has offered to give a class on that, if you want him to give a class on that, on accessible documents and PowerPoints and other stuff, because that's a big issue. And no one is doing that. Also, when you save documents, people sometimes save to print, and then that doesn't do accessible features. So anything also on social media, everything that needs to be trained for them, because they don't know, and people continue to do stuff that is not accessible.
And James Wood talked about that they've got this training as part of a content strategy, which includes a specific component on accessibility and inclusion, and he offered to send that to us to review, and so we'll have to check that out. But we can also offer Greg Shayton's class on that. So yeah, okay, thank you for that. And Jolly.
Here we go. You're unmuted. Yeah. I will say that, you know, the feedback which we've consistently given them, which is you sort of referred to it there, is that they should use, you know, professionals to review their websites and projects rather than just, you know, sending it to us and saying, would you take a look at it? Because, the you know, it's not just an amateur thing. You need people who really know how to do this kind of thing. And I've recommended them to one company who I've become familiar with, you know, that hire disabled people to do the testing, but, you know, do it in a coordinated fashion. So, you know, hopefully they seem to have taken that message to heart. I had something else which was inspired by what you were talking about, which I've completely forgotten now.
Okay, that's fine. So I think the secretary, the item to be noted is to await.
Go ahead, but I've remembered what it was.
Okay, to await the training component for staff on accessible content and give feedback on that, and if necessary, offer Greg's class, that's assuming he will be happy to do that, on accessible documents and PowerPoints, etc. So, okay, Jolie.
First, on the topic of Slack, ISOC has a Slack and I'm on it, so I can immediately start conversing with them on there if we want to use that as a venue. ISOC NY has a Slack which I admin it, and we could, if we wanted to set up channels on there to mess around, that would be quite to do. And then also there is actually a very good accessibility Slack where, you know, everybody's on, which we could open up our own channel on it if we so wished. You know, so there's, you know, and as far as I know, Slack actually is pretty accessible. They do a fair job. So I'll say that. And then to the topic of Greg and webinars, I mean, we actually did one with Greg a couple of years ago. So, you know, we have one on record, which I'm sure he'd be happy to update. But it says if we want to bring up just on our agenda today, the outstanding accessibility SIG webinars. Ganella, do you want to mention that at all? Because we could, you know, rather than waiting for our plan with the standing group, we could have the standing group put input into the accessibility SIG outstanding webinars. And I'll just say for Swaran and Zakari, what this is that the accessibility SIG got money last year to run webinars, but hasn't got around to running those webinars. So we have an outstanding series of webinars to do where we've got money for transcription and this kind of thing on running those, which there is in fact a WhatsApp channel planning those, which nothing as much as materialized yet. And Pravir B, is it? Is
Praveen.
Praveen B.
Otherwise known as PM.
PM, who I'll just mention him. He is on our board on the accessibility SIG and didn't run for leadership on the SG because he wanted to run for the IoT SIG, where he never got elected.
It's such a shame. It's really a shame. Yeah. So we miss out.
Or he would be here.
Yes, we all miss out. I'm just trying to work out how we're going to do these webinars in regard to, we obviously want to do them jointly between the standing group and the SIG, but the funds were for the SIG through the NY chapter. So we need to make sure they're badged that way, and I think we need to probably have that as a discussion point for the next meeting, so we can talk about it properly, because we are just on the 1.5 hours now. I just also wanted to ask, Vashkar and I are on the main Slack channel here for the ISOC internal working group. And I won't encourage everyone to join, because I think we need to be focused. But if there is anyone in particular who is keen to join that work as a feedback and so forth, and it's important. It's someone it's really great having Vashkar there who can talk about this from the lived experience. But I'm just opening it up to suggest, if there is anyone, fine, then I'll ask Andre.
I'll go on.
Fantastic. Okay, Jolly. All right. And
Swaran had her hand up.
Did Swaran say yes as well?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness. And Zakari wants to as well. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how we go with that. I'll contact Andre, and so for the secretary, we have Jolie, Swaran, and Zakari, who would like to join the Slack group to work with the ISOC internal working group on accessibility. All right, and we've also noted that Jolie can work with us on the Slack channel. So that, I think, could be really useful. Okay, so we'll finish there, and what we need to do is work out the next meeting, which we might need to do fairly soon. I'd suggest that, one of the things I didn't talk about was actually the role of each team member. But in the meantime, I would suggest you all have a look at the guidelines for Internet Society special interest groups and standing groups. And I know that Jolie provided a link on WhatsApp. And if Jolie could provide that link as well in the email, would be great for Vashkar and for us all. And there it talks about the roles of each of the team members. So I think that's important to look at, and also the rest of it, just to get a sense of how ISOC are looking at the standing groups working. And we can then bring that to the next meeting. In the meantime, of course, we can have any discussion online, but we might need to be tweaking some of those roles a little bit. And especially with Swaran and Zakari sharing that role, we need to see how you two can best work together. So I think that would be really important to talk about next time. So are we comfortable? And the other document is, have a look at the template for the action plan, what we need to develop. And obviously for Swaran and Zakari, that's really important. But for all of us, it will be the impetus on how we think about the work that we're going to do, what we're going to do, because we have a budget. We don't have a budget, but we can apply for a maximum up to $30,000. So this is a significant amount of funding. And so we need to make use of that in the best way possible. And so there's a few things to do in between the next this meeting and next meeting. So We will alternate the times. Swaran, you have kept in there. Thank you. And so I'm suggesting 2300 UTC for our next meeting. In Australia, we've gone away from daylight saving or summertime, so it will be a little bit easier. And for Vashkar, it's going to be 5 a.m., which is tough.
Yeah, 5 a.m. is okay. I will try my best too.
Thank you so much. The main thing is it's not 2 a.m. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, absolutely. If I can manage in 2 a.m., then 5 a.m. is very comfortable.
Okay, that's good. So for Shamsuddin, who we hope will turn up, it's midnight. For me, it's 9 a.m. for New York and Haiti. It's 7 p.m. Fiji, 11 a.m., I mean. And Zakari is 11 p.m. Is that okay for you, Zakari? I can't hear you.
It's okay for me.
Good. Thank you. All right. So the date. Shall we leave it to a doodle poll to work out the date for the next meeting in the interest of time? Or would you like to set the date now?
As it is 5 a.m., any date is okay for me.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, okay. Shall we adjourn for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
As we are very early stage, I think our frequent meeting is required.
2 weeks for now?
2 weeks.
I didn't hear you?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yes, okay. 2 weeks.
Perfect. All right. That's going to be, when is that going to be?
That's the first week in April.
Oh, okay.
If I'm correct.
Okay, so 7 p.m. On Tuesday?
Any day at 11 a.m. is okay with me. I mean, if it's that time, it's okay.
I've got a feeling that may clash with Accessibility NYC. Let me just check that. I haven't.
Also, Gunella, you need to also, as vice chair, set up a call for accessibility's sake.
Okay, well, we can take that separately.
Accessibility New York, which I have to do, is at 7:30 on April 5th, so p.m. here, so that is not going to work for me, so maybe we have to doodle.
Yeah, okay, let's doodle. Would you mind setting that up, Jolie, then, for that week?
Okay.
And just so I'm clear, we could also, right? Yeah, let's do the full week and just see where we land the full week.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, look, thank you very much. Good start, I think. And we'll talk online and we'll talk together in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes. Thanks so much. And Gunella, yes, set up something else.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pleasant day or evening ahead.
Yes, thanks so much.
Joel has got something to say.
Oh, I'm holding my hand up to say goodbye.
Okay.